Blog Talk Radio.
Book. My title for the show tonight is "Ooh, America, You're So Stupid, Stupid, Stupid." And that's what a Harvard graduate who got paid $400,000 to hoodwink the American people into buying Obama's communist medical plan, where he now takes over 1/6 of all of the money in the country. Oh, are we headed back to the days of Joseph Stalin? Who's going to be the new Lavrenti Beria in the Department of Justice? Is it going to be the lynch mob? Yes, I'm hearing bad reports about that lynch mob. So, a Harvard graduate says America is dumb and we got over on them. What's America going to do about it? You've been had. What are you going to do? You're going to say, let it go? Let me lay down, face down, pants down? Is that what you want to say? Is that what you want to tell me? You're no longer an American. You're a lemming. You're going to walk off the cliff with the rest of the lemmings. Is this what we've come to? What we need is a number 8 slap. You don't know what a number 8 slap is. There's a video we're going around in New York. It's gone viral. And a Latino lad, kind of tall, was wearing a jacket of somebody he admired. And it had an 8 ball with the number 8 on it. And a girl who probably beats up teachers in school and her gang... Where I'm going to give you a tune. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
come walking down the street, the ugliest people you ever would meet. Hey, we're the tea party, and we like to party along. Why don't you come and join us and learn the words to this song? We're just trying to be friendly. Bartender, the champagne.
I love that song. You know why? Because my granddaughter loves it, and I love my granddaughter. Yes. And girls, it's time. We have to save the boys. When the boys are turning into sissy men. Girls, you're going to have to toughen them up. Okay, you're going to have to do what you do best. So, when I blow the whistle, everybody hold up their babies. I can't whistle anymore.
Thank you.
saw a good movie last night. Denzel Washington plays an alcoholic pilot. What a magnificent movie. You can feel the lack of self-control and the addiction to alcohol. And then, of course, to come down from being drunk, he had to do cocaine. So you see how one drug leads to another. Like the salespeople in the Democrat Party will tell you that marijuana is not a gateway drug. Anything that leads to another drug is a gateway drug. I can take you to cemeteries of relatives and show you how a 22-year-old boy died from his first hit of heroin, and he was a marijuana trainee. Okay? So don't believe the crap that these people tell you that marijuana is not a gateway drug. First off, you have no idea what's being laced in with marijuana. You have no idea. And, you know, here's something that's really scary. When you see statistics on a DUI, okay, or DWI, when you see those stats, that's all alcohol stats. And they have no stats on a drug addiction. The only way that they can stop you and find out if you're doing drugs is they got to give you a blood test. And nobody's doing that. So whatever the drunk stats are, you can double or triple it when you throw in all of the drugs. And when marijuana is legal, what then? It's in the car. He's not smoking it while he's driving. You know how bad this is going to get? And if you think that this is going to eliminate crime, there will be more crime once everybody is doing weed. Because the closer you get down to the sewer, the more rats you're going to be involved with. And that's what's going to happen. Because the people that have been making drug money profits for 60 years are not going to walk away from it just because the government is in it. Everything the government touches turns to crap. The government took over off-track betting, where the mafia for 100 years made a fortune. Inside of 20 years, the government put off-track betting out of business. And the mob, and they had to shut down and lay off all their employees. And every place that there was an off-track betting store, all the merchants hated it because people would hang around all day and take up all the parking. And not only that, they used to crap up the place with their receipts. And then the sanitation inspectors would come in and write tickets for anybody that had off-track betting receipts on their property. Some guy in a restaurant that's working his ass off is short the two waitresses that day. At 12 o'clock when everybody's in, the sanitation guy comes in and writes him a $500 fine. For what? Off-track betting receipts in front of them. He didn't sweep them up. But the off-track betting is right next door. Why don't you go get them this week? It's not their responsibility. You know what goes on? We're all in trouble, and we're all tax slaves. So what got me on that kick? Oh, we were talking about Denzel Washington. And I got to tell you something about Denzel Washington that we notice. This guy never plays the race card. This guy is a standalone, a stand-up guy. And I based that on one photo I saw of him at Walter Reed Hospital with about 50 people injured and nursing staff. And he was just a plain guy. He wasn't doing it for press. He was just a real down-to-earth guy. And he's a good actor. And I wish him well, because we need more Denzels and less of the other crap. A bartender, a champagne. The next tune is dedicated to all the guys in the Hindu Kush tonight. I'm sure the temperatures are way down, and all they can think about is who's going to be the last man to leave. And it looks like Obama is secretly pulling out the troops. And because when I started following it about a month ago, 2 months ago, there was 65,000. Then the press came out last week, and they said it was 57,000 or 52,000. And Then yesterday I heard it's 39,000. Now, if I know it, you know it, the Taliban knows it. And they're all going to come in for the Mogadishu mile that Bill Clinton taught them how to fight. Yes. So this tune is for the guys in the Hindu Kush tonight and their loved ones.
Over the mountain, across the sea, there's a girl awaiting for me. Cross all the river, beyond every cloud, she's fast to win.
My wife on the phone, and all of a sudden I heard a bunch of little kids calling grandpa, and my whole family came in, and they were going next door to visit neighbors, and so I threw on a broadcast that I did back in January. Now, I don't know if you picked up any of the conversation. One of my grandsons was selected to give a Veterans Day speech in the second grade. The Army, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Navy, and the Coast Guard for their sacrifice. And he said we have to respect them because of they protect us. And he said, be sure that you send them thank you cards. And he got a standing ovation. And you know what? It's really sad because I'm reading about 20 blogs today about a school, and I forget what state it's in, just took down a picture of Mother Teresa and put up one of Oprah Winfrey. And everybody's upset about it, and the people are saying, pull your kids out of the communist schools. And that's hard to do. You can't do it. And my biggest regret, Catholic, is that I believe we waste money on un-Catholic colleges like Georgetown and Notre Dame. And I would rather see whatever money is channeled to those universities, I'd rather see it in free preschools for children so that they can learn about God and country instead of going to a communist cucumber school and learning about that sex between an older man and a child is normal, because that's coming. That is coming. And a guy who knows how communists work has predicted it. He gives it about 5 years. That is really sad. Really sad. There should be no sex ed. I started to talk about the big slap, the number 8 slap. That's an episode on the train, the F train. I think that's in Brooklyn, but it's New York City. And there was a gang of girls, okay, who seemed to be more vicious than men. And one of the big mouths was harassing a Latino guy, a tall basketball type of Latino guy who was wearing a jacket with the number 8 on it. And he had on a Russian hat with the Mickey Mouse ears, you know. You can fold the flaps down. And the girl was making fun of his clothes. And the white people on the train started to get out of the way because they knew what was coming. And the black people on the train, they thought it was hilarious. And the big tall Latino guy, he was absorbing the blows. And then the girl turned to a guy that was filming it, and she smacked the camera out of his hand, and she smacked the guy and told him to stop filming her harassment of the big guy. So then she went back and turned on the big guy, and he called her the B word, and she smacked him. She smacked his hat off his head. And he turned around, and he had his hand became a sword. And he slapped her so hard, she fell back 5 feet. And you had to hear that slap. It was like the slap heard around the world. So it got filmed, and it went viral. And they had the Latino guy on, and he was saying that somebody had given him that jacket, somebody that he admired. And he was insulted by the girl, by the African American girl, and he had to go to court. He was charged with bitch slapping, and they threw the case out. And he was on Fox showing everybody his jacket. Everybody's running out to buy the number 8 jacket now. It is really it's a commentary of the times. Then there's another episode, and it's all blacks, and they're in a school, and there was a part-time teacher, you know, a substitute teacher. The guy was like 60 years old. He was black, and a girl was sitting in the lap of a student, which is my argument for segregated schools. Boys and girls should be segregated until they reach the age of reason. And in the United States today, it's 29 years old. But she was sitting in the guy's lap, and the teacher told her it was inappropriate. And the guy whose lap she was sitting in got up, and he knocked out the teacher. And then they show you the teacher on the floor, and all the students are laughing, and they're taking pictures of him. And this is what you got. This is what you got today in the school system. And you know what? Everybody's going to pay the price for that. Everybody. You know why? Because that element of people will never rise above making money. They will never have a decent job. They're going to be flotsam and jetsam. They're going to be the waste of the nation that everybody's going to have to look at and live with. And there are going to be foreigners that come into this country that are not here yet. We'll pass them up in a heartbeat. Even if the Democrats give them a ladder with 3 broken rungs so they never get a leg up, they'll get a leg up. And they'll be over the top of the wall. And they'll be living in fancy houses, and they'll have whatever they want, all the goodies in life that they want, and they're going to be living good. And the woe is me people are still going to be at the bottom of the ladder. And I call that self-inflicted wounds. And having said that, I'm going to do a tribute to John Kerry.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. His joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. He sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he thinks of my gal, what a howl. To me he does a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and put the love my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little love your own. Johnny kissed the teacher.
He's a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's the teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
Well, he wants he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely love alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little of your own.
What happened? The song is over? How did that happen? Okay, I guess all I have to do is dream.
Dream.
Okay, what are we going to talk about now? The communist concert in D.C., the salute to the veterans, was a disgrace. And it goes to show you as a nation how how stupid we have become that we would accept the representatives of the demise of the nation to entertain the heroes. Bruce Springsteen sings anti-American songs. And when I see Governor Christie saying he's a big fan of the boss, I say I can't vote for Governor Christie because he's a bad judge of good music. Eminem hates his mother. He was one of the first people he denounced once he achieved stardom. Jamie Foxx is a racist. He made the movie Django, which bit everybody in the butt about slavery, and every Southerner had 100 slaves, and they used to whip them all day long. And Jamie Foxx commented that when he was killing the white men in the movie, he loved it. So this is what we got. Jamie Foxx didn't turn around and say, I'd like to thank all the white people that bought my tickets for my show because you made me filthy rich. No, Jamie Foxx didn't do that. He never said thank you. What a crew to ruin Veterans Day for Americans. The Democrats are right. The American people are stupid. Those words were said twice by a Democrat apparatchik who Obama paid $400,000 to hoodwink the American people. That's chicken feed, $400,000. Didn't they give $1 billion to a friend of Michelle, a school friend of Michelle, to create the website for the great medical plan, Obamacare? Wasn't there $1 billion that went to Canada? They didn't even spend it on an American company. Yes, we're all looking out for the people. What's the rate of exchange on the Canadian dollar? Yeah, we're looking out for the people, the little people, the local people. We're looking out for the blacks. We're going to replace them with South American people who work for less. Yeah. Yeah, instead of making the $8 an hour, we can replace them with somebody that'll take $6. We're looking out for you, brother. Yeah, oh, what a bunch of hoodwink is the name of the game. Yep, so those words were said twice. The American people are stupid, and we got over on them. And Obama paid them $400,000 to hoodwink the American people on a shitty healthcare plan. And you know how the communists get you? They pull at your heartstrings and then they eat your heart out. They'll always, look, I'm holding up a little Latino baby that has no mother, no father. He just happened to appear on the border. And we have to take care of them. How about the 700 Latino babies that are going to be aborted tomorrow in Planned Parenthood chop shops? How about taking care of them? How about saving them from the butcher's cleaver? Oh, no, they're just fetuses. Look at this. Look at this little baby that came from somewhere in South America all by itself. We have to take care of them. What, don't you have any heart? 4,700 American babies will be butchered Monday by 5 o'clock. What about, who's got heart for those babies? Everybody thinks Bruce, the boss of New Jersey, is singing patriotic songs as he subliminally sells communism. Not for himself. Oh, no, he'll never be a communist. He's too rich. He thinks that when they take over, they're going to say, okay, Bruce, you can keep your money. Yeah, we'll just take your guitar. So while everybody thinks Born in the USA is a patriotic song, they all stand up there. Born in the USA, born in the USA, born in the USA. But what they're not telling you is the second stanza where he says, he was sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. We were sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. Boy, do you have it all wrong, Bruce. You better get your Karl Marx playbook out and read between pages 3 and 4. You know why, Bruce? Because we went to Nam to save the yellow man who lived in the south of Vietnam, who was free. Who was free. And we went to Korea to save the yellow man, who was free from being swallowed up by Kim Il-nook. And you know what price we paid? Out of pocket? I don't know how much we paid out of pocket. I'm sure it was millions to billions. But we paid in lives, as the communists say, blood and treasure. You can't put blood in the same category as treasure. The only treasure is mother's national treasure. And 33,000 mothers and housewives, they got a notice saying their national treasure was coming home in a box, in a flag-draped coffin. 33,000 in Korea, 58,000 in Nam, all in a coffin-draped, a flag-draped coffins. And 48 Democrat senators voted to burn those flags. No, we didn't. We were protesting freedom of speech. That's a nice communist byline. But burning an American flag is not freedom of speech. It's treason. And anybody that does it should be shot on the spot by a kid with a cork gun who hasn't been arrested and sent, given 10 to 20. I had a cookie. It was a fudge cookie, teacher, and it looked like a gun. So they put the cuffs on me, and they're waiting for the FBI to interrogate me now. Yeah, it was a fudge cookie. Yeah, but it's all right to lace it with marijuana and give it to the kids during experimental class. Yeah. Today, Obama sits at the feet of the communist Chinese and Putin and the Muslim Brotherhood. You see him in China? You see him? I got a picture of him. He's wearing the monkey suit. And he's standing there. And he's just standing there like a statue. And people are walking by him. And two Chinese guys gesturing with their hands. And so I put a caption underneath. And it says, "Tu Mai Tai and lobster Cantonese." Yeah, he looks like a waiter. What a jerk. What a jerk. This communist Ebonics concert does not represent the American people. And another guy that banged the American people, who I love, who I admire, who has a lot of spirit of America, Billy Joel. He sings the song Allentown. Very good song. Any blue-collar worker would love the song. But then in the song, he's got to pull a Bruce Springsteen. "They threw an American flag in my face," saying you have to be poor and patriotic. That's what the gist of the tune was. No, nobody threw an American flag in your face. You were given an opportunity. You had a diploma. And now it's up to you to go do something. There are people that were starving for lack of one potato that got on coffin ships and paid their passage on coffin ships. You know why they were called coffin ships? They used to be African slave ships, and they converted them so that they could bring the next set of slaves over, the ones that paid to come here. And they came here, and the ones that didn't make it starved on the ship. And when that ship pulled in the harbor, the first thing, it was boarded, and they used to have to hide the bodies so that they wouldn't be quarantined. And here, you got a girl that comes from Ebola land and says, "I'm not going to be quarantined. I'm going to ride my bicycle in Maine." And if you notice lately, she's got a Hollywood makeup on. She's ready to meet the cameras. Yes, average American. Yeah, grandstander, we call them. That's what we used to call them, grandstanders. So this communist Ebonics concert does not represent the American people. This was another Obama FU starring three party stooges. Enough with these swine that whine. Give us a concert. Why didn't they have You're not going to tell me in our entire military we don't have guys that get together and sing. We don't have guys that can entertain each other in the troops. We don't have guitar players that sit around the barracks. Why didn't we give the job to them instead of bringing in this false crap? I'll give you a tune when I get finished here, and it's by five guys in the Air Force. Five guys in the U.S. Air Force. And what a sound they have. They're fantastic. They were called the Del Vikings, and they made hit songs like Church Bells May Ring. You know, when people used to go to church and get married? Now they won't even sign a piece of paper acknowledging the other one. Yeah, and we have to break up at least for 2 months so I don't get charged with being a significant other. Yeah. We're doing it for the taxes. Love for sale. Okay. So, give us a concert sung by American veterans like the Bin Laden shooter. Have you seen the Bin Laden shooter? Very good. You know what his name is? Rob O'Neill. The song that I played for the opening, it was hard. I try to find the words for it. It's hard to understand. Because it's fast and it's Irish. But the second stanza is Princely O'Neill, to our aid is advancing, with many a chieftain and warrior clan. 1,000 proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing. And then it goes on, strike for your country. And that's what Princely O'Neill did. He struck for his country. He killed Bin Laden. He put 3 rounds in his head. And already the communists they trot out the head of the SEALs to say he broke the seal. The seal of silence. You know what? You know what he said? He went to the 911 memorial and he talked to the parents of the victims, the husbands, the wives, the children of the victims of 911. And he said, as I was putting those bap, bap, bap in his head, I was thinking of you. And now you have closure. And they loved him. They loved him. And that is great. Fantastic. He's a real American. Yeah. Oh, how the communists hate that saying. He's a real American. Yeah, he didn't do it for money. He did it for God and country. And did you know he's born on Good Friday? And there's people that don't go to church that think there's something to that. Yeah, we Irish, we're always proud of our heroes. And we cringe when somebody betrays us, like Ted Kennedy, John Kerry. Yeah, anybody that brings down Irish pride, Irish-American pride. And God protect and bless his family. Rob O'Neill, the guy that got Bin Laden. Bap, bap, bap. Yeah, any time that they mention, so a drummer should hit the skin 3 times. Bap, bap, bap. Okay, bartender, play the sniper song. You know what the sniper song is? I'll be seeing you in all those old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. Yeah, in a small hotel. I forget the rest of the words. Followed by A Nation Once Again and the Battle Hymn of the Republic. So let me find you the tune that was done, that could have been done by who? Is it any wonder is the name of the tune? Del Vikings. Let's see if we can find it. I got it. Stand by to enjoy good music. Presented to you by the United States Air Force.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you?
only goes to space.
The spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue? When I searched the
that. Not bad, huh, for five guys in the Air Force. Found the rainbow, the Milky Way. Yes. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, I say bring back the draft. Everybody should serve their country. And you know who believed in that? George Patton. George Patton believed in universal service. Every man becomes a man. Every boy becomes a man in the U.S. military. So let's see what we got here. The people are upset about the mural honoring Mother Teresa, and they're going to replace it. It's in the Hall of Heroes. They're going to replace it with Oprah. And where was the major media when this happened? Guess this is a good place as any to insert this info that all Americans who care about our country should see and hear. Please watch and listen to this YouTube in which Obama openly and even proudly declares he's a Kenyan. And the guy's got a clip of Obama telling everybody he was born in Kenya. Oh, I tell you, there's a lot of truth on YouTube. And the internet is becoming more accurate than the news media. And I heard O'Reilly, who's always saying, you can't trust the internet. And last night on his show, he was bragging about the information he got from the internet. Yeah. So, let's see what else we got here. Smoking gun video. Lame ducks want to grab your guns. Oh, I don't want to even go to this one. This 5-year-old white girl killed by a black gang. I'm not going there. It's really sad. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Big meeting alongside China. Mr. Putin, sing the farmer in the dough, and Obama be the cheese that stands alone. Guess which one is lame Peking duck? That's what I call Obama now. They say he's a lame duck. I say he's a lame Peking duck. Peking duck. Unbelievable. Well, here's somebody wanting to know if I got the $7 million that was transferred from Nigeria by a general who knows me. Mitt Romney, counting on you. Don't count on me, Mitt. You're out of the running. You also are part of that phony MIT graduate who lied to the American people for $400,000 blood money about health care. And he was on your staff too. So I always say when you get to the top, it's all the same people. And we got to keep the same people from getting to the top. Whether it's a Bush or a Clinton, but forget about it. They give them one shot, one term, one dance, and then somebody else has to cut in. And that's it. Okay, let me give you a tune. This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love. While I'm far away from you, my baby,
Afghanistan.
Because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before dawn. Each night before you go to bed, my baby, for a little prayer for me, my baby, and tell the stars above.
Those Navy guys being jostled by the Turks in Istanbul, right? Three Navy guys, and there was about 8 or 10 Turks there. They say the Turks that were there are communists. And you got to watch out for the communists. The communists are all over the world. And their biggest enemy, of the Communist Party is the Catholic Church, because they're all over the world too. And they have access to the poor. And while they have access to the poor obey the law. And the poor are prey to God. When the communists get rid of the Catholic Church, the poor will be forced to turn to communism. And then they will be used to overthrow governments. And that's how it works. A call to Muslim prayer rang Friday through the cavernous Washington National Cathedral for the first time in the religious landmark's century-old history. So Muslims had a prayer in the Washington National Cathedral. First ever Muslim prayer service. It is too bad that the Muslims don't guarantee Christians freedom of religion. As a matter of fact, the largest cathedral in Turkey was, I believe, St. Sophia, and they turned it into a stable for their horses. And then eventually, it might have become Topkapi Museum, I'm not sure. But I told you the other night, it used to be 20% Christian in the Middle East, now it's down to 4. And everybody's living in Michigan. Yeah. Wherever there's oppression in the world, we always get the refuse. And I don't know how much longer that's going to last before we become a Tower of Babel. We are already a Tower of Babel. I had a buddy of mine standing at the motor vehicle, and the line was about 25 people long. And this guy served in Vietnam. He took a bullet. He was a navigator in a B-52. He got shot in the hand inside the B-52 from the outside. And there he is, American citizen. He's standing in line. He's waiting to re-register his license. And the woman comes to the counter and goes, "Does anybody here speak Moldavian?" And the guy goes, "I do." She says, "Come right up front. I'll take care of you." How's that? You know what my daughter does when she calls the phone company and she can't get through? She presses a 2 for Chinese. And a woman answers the phone, and she starts talking, and my daughter starts talking in English, and she goes, "You're not Chinese." She says, "All right, we're making a phone call here." Yeah, you got to outsmart the smart asses. That's what you got to do today. Okay, let's see what else we got. You want to know what Scripture really says about marriage? In a minute and 18. Let's see if they say it. Oh, this is from a Catholic watchdog group called the Cardinal Newman Society. And they look over the Catholics and see who's really Catholic and who's fuddy-duddy. "Where can we go to find truth? The family," says Pope Francis. "Faithful Catholic school," says the U.S. bishops. "But sadly, don't rely on certain Catholic colleges. A University of St. Thomas in Minnesota professor used scripture to legitimize acceptance of same-sex marriage." I'm proving my point right here. Do not give money to Catholic universities. Give it to Catholic preschools. Grades 1 through 8, you got to start them off with the truth. You can't let them get into college and sit in a chair to be lied to. And I recall hearing Sean Hannity one day, a guy called in, he says, "Sean, I'm sitting in this community college, and there's a professor up there, he's preaching communism, and he's turning my stomach, and I want to say something." And Sean says, "Don't say anything. Do whatever he wants and get your degree, and then you can say something." That's BS. That's BS. You got to stand up, and that's it. If you get my book, The Spirit of America Party, one of my demands is that all veterans can go to any college they want to and get a free upfront seat. And they can get a $10,000 bonus if they throw a communist professor out the window. You know who throws communists out the window? My Congressman Grimm, who the lynch mob tried to get to. This Lynch, who was appointed to take the place of the other rat from the Department of Justice, the gun runner Eric Holder, the guy that armed the narco terrorists to overthrow the Mexican government, resulting in a long stay in prison for Sergeant Tamarisi. That was payback for Eric Holder's gun running. My congressman's name is Michael Grimm, and they caught him, they baited him, in Congress, out in the hall, and a communist reporter stuck a mic in his face and asked him something that he was asked not to bring up. And Grimm pulled him over to the side, and they taped this. See, they set him up, and they taped this. And Grimm said, "If you ever do that to me again, I'll throw you off this balcony." So I got a picture of President Obama. He's at the Great Wall of China. And I said, I wish Congressman Grimm was there with him. Yeah, I tore him right over the wall. So we got the right congressman. So what did the communists do? They appointed Lynch to lynch him. Loretta Lynch indicted him. 20 charges they managed to trump up against him. And the 20 charges included income tax evasion. And they have a picture of him. He's taking $19 out of the register and without putting a receipt in. They said it was 20, but they're exaggerating. They said it was a $20 bill, but the film shows a 10 of 5 and 4 singles. Yeah. That's what we got running our country, folks. We got people that aren't prepared for Shiite. A University of St. Thomas, Minnesota, legitimized the same-sex marriage. Students at the Jesuit University of San Francisco performed a rendition of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The performance was accompanied by students mimicking sexually promiscuous behavior on stage. We wouldn't let that go either. So we asked the university to explain it with the typical no response. Villanova's University annual LGBTQ Awareness Week included a Villanova professor speaking on moving beyond the gender binary. In other words, denying that man is created male and female. So we consulted, what else? The Catechism of the Catholic Church. We'll never stand for scandal in Catholic education, but we will cheer just and loudly for the faithful colleges in our recruitment program, which are receiving rave reviews from students. These colleges have made exciting announcements: a 2.5-year bachelor's degree at the University of Mary, a tuition freeze at Thomas Aquinas College, and new majors at Christendom College and Ave Maria University. Ave Maria University was founded by the original owner of Domino's Pizza. He made his bundle and he put it all in Catholic schools. God bless him. And he built that Ave Maria University. And he was an Irishman. Yeah, so we have others than Ted Kennedy and John Kerry and that guy Moran from Virginia. He is evil personified, man. He must have been a leprechaun in his own life. A banshee. Pakistani government returns school to archdiocese after 30 years. St. Francis High School in Anarkali has been returned to the Archdiocese of Lahore in Pakistan following years of government control. Thanks be to God our Father, who is loving and all compassionate, as we welcome the government decision in returning back to St. Francis High School, said Father Andrew Nassari, parish priest of Mary Immaculate Church in Anarkali. So, we got problems in the Catholic Church, and you and I got problems in the United States. We're in big trouble, man. The communists, at the end of World War II, only accelerated their growth and expansion. And now they're all over Latin America. Putin is taking back the satellite nations who Ronald Reagan helped them get free. And now we don't know who's a devil and who's an angel.
I'd like to wake up and find, devil or angel, there, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you. Like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine.
was just thinking of something. One of the subjects that never gets talked about, okay, by anybody, anybody, anywhere, what's the subject that they never talk about? They will talk about physical appearance. They'll talk about who's hot, who's showing more than what they should. They'll talk about anybody that's sensual, 50 Shades of Grey. It's going to be a big hit. Yeah. What's the one thing they never talk about? Soul. So I'm going to do some research. And the next show I do is going to be entitled Soul. And we're going to look at the soul. One of the things that I would like to know is before the butcher's forceps tears a child to pieces, on the day that that child was created in the image and likeness of God, when did the soul arrive? Does the sperm hit the egg, and that's jackpot, that's three Liberty Bells straight across? Or is the soul already awaiting for the consummation? When does the soul arrive? Do we have a soul? They say animals don't have a soul, but human beings do. What makes us different? They say the eyes are the window of the soul. And black people always talk about he's got soul, she's got soul. What's the definition of soul? So that's going to be our next show. Probably open up with he's a soul man. Have a nice night. I'm giving you one more tune. I got it marked. Heaven on Earth, best. So it must be pretty good.
Heaven on Earth, that's what you've made.
Night, folks.